Hello and welcome everyone to the Booktopia podcast. With me today is best-selling children's author, Sally Rippon. Welcome, Sally.
Really thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me, Anastasia.
Not a problem. So my first question actually has nothing to do with the book. It has to do with your beautiful hair.
Serious?
So I'm a fellow, you know, curly-haired woman. How do you keep them? Your curls so lush and so perfectly formed.
You're adorable.
Seriously. Mine's like that, but frizzier.
Is it? Product. It's all about product. My hair got curlier and curlier as I got older. It wasn't very curly. It was just kind of woofy and wavy when I was young. But I think you've caught me on a good day. There are many days when I get out of bed, I'm not so happy.
No. Okay.
Sydney is good for curly hair, I find. Mm.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. So a little bit of humidity, a little bit of product. That's the trick.
Yeah. All right. I'll ask you about the book now.
Okay. I love you.
So this book, Pollyann Buster, is very different to your other books. Mm. Do you want to tell us a bit about this one?
So it's interesting that you might think it's a little bit different to my other books, but I think if I was to look at a theme of all the books that I've written over the years, particularly more recently with Billy and Jack, but a lot of the other stories too, it's all about friendship. And I think I'm interested in exploring friends that are very different, because I think that that's often a way that a writer explores the different parts of themselves. So I think in every character that a writer creates, there are elements of themselves in there. So there's my bravest self in there, but also my most cowardly self. There's the self that I'm proud of, and there's the self that I'm not so proud of. So in a sense, I think when you create two very diametrically opposed characters, they represent those more extreme parts of yourselves, and so two characters end up becoming one. So Billy and Jack balance each other out really well. Yeah. Billy's quite brave, Jack's a little bit more timid, but she can be a little bit silly sometimes and he can pull her back. So really it's like the parts of myself, sounding like I'm schizophrenic, the parts of myself grappling with each other.
Yeah.
And also just the importance of friendship as well. So I think probably friendship has been one of the most important parts of my whole life. You know, family is of course the foundation that you stand on, but friendship is what points me in the right direction, that holds my hand, that picks me up, that stimulates me, that makes me a better person, I think. You know, it's thanks to my friends that I really can see myself from the outside in. So Polly and Buster do this for each other. She's quite impulsive, and she does find she has a little bit of a problem with anger and controlling her emotions and her feelings. And Buster is a feelings monster, which is kind of handy when you've got really strong feelings. You can have someone absorb them for you. So he's the picture of empathy and compassion. So together they balance each other out. He brings out the best side in her, but it's unfortunate that in this particular town, witches consider themselves superior to monsters, and monsters are only made to do the menial work, and they're considered a little bit lower than witches in society. So Polly's now at a very elite school for witches, and her mother doesn't want her hanging out with her monster friend anymore. And not only that, there's a kind of a bad energy that's growing in the town that's creating more and more of a divide. But this friendship won't be broken, so it's a little bit like Romeo and Juliet, I guess, without the sad ending.
They do say that authors, don't they? They put a lot of themselves into the books, and I think this book's a perfect example of that, isn't it?
I think
those two characters, you say, are very much you.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, the extreme emotions that Polly feels, I think part of being a writer in the world is remaining very porous, and there's pros and cons to that. You know, it does mean that you feel things very keenly and you pick up on other people's emotions and energies very strongly. But obviously you need that to channel into your work, and so I couldn't not have that, because that's the very ground point of where I begin. Everything I write is from that place of heart and emotion. I think she finds that quite challenging, and my partner is my feelings monster. You know, he absorbs a lot of my kind of crazy ramblings and my waking at 3 a.m. in the morning with anxiety or an invention or an idea, and he absorbs that, and he's patient and kind, and so there's a lot of friendship there between him and I as well.
So is that how this book came about?
Kind of. Yeah, well, I guess we were both going through very difficult times, and I think the difficult times bonded us as well as certainly challenged us, but certainly brought us together. You know, when you have a unite, when you've got an enemy to kind of come up against. But I think also he makes me laugh, and I think that that's a real cure for a lot of my anxiety. Is just allowing myself to be more playful, and I think Buster does that a lot for Polly as well. I didn't know I'd be talking about him so much here. Hi, Patrick.
Are you Team Monster or Team Witch?
Oh, I know. It's at the moment I'm Team Monster because, without giving too much away, the person who creates the, well, I can't say a person because they're not people, the character that creates the divide is a witch. And so she sees herself as superior to monsters, and she wants everybody to see monsters as smelly, uncouth, and potentially even dangerous. And so she sets rumours going, and she really starts to put Buster in danger. She's decided that he's the target of her wrath. So certainly in book one, I think I'm erring more towards the monster's side, because that's certainly the side that Polly has to take to protect her friend. And I'm currently writing book two, and I think it's important to remember that even complicated people can have their own stories as well. And so I will go more in depth into some of the more complicated and potentially characters that don't seem so good early on. It's important to see what's made them that way. Everybody has a background.
Yeah, I think especially when I watch movies, say with my partner, and there's a villain, I always tell him, the villains are not born like that. They're shaped by their environment.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're victims first.
Yeah.
That's why they've turned into a villain.
I think so. And I think that's the step that compassion allows, isn't it? And I think reading and writing is an act of compassion, that you're forced to put yourselves in the fur of someone else.
Just the fur, like that, the fur of someone else.
Yeah, and I think children are quite naturally, are children naturally empathetic? It's something that I'm thinking about as I'm talking now. I think they learn empathy a lot by the modelling of their parents. Sometimes they can feel the pain of other children, and I think that's what it is to be a human, is to be able to not be overwhelmed by, but certainly be able to feel the pain of somebody else and not to think that the whole world revolves around you.
So, what's next?
What's next? Well, busy working on book two of Polly and Buster, because they take me a long time, because there's not only, I do a little bit of show and tell, not only have I written the whole book, much longer than a Billy or a Jack, but I've also done the pictures. I'll show you a couple of my favourite ones because I'm so proud of it. It's okay to say that, isn't it?
Oh, of course, yeah.
And I've worked with the most glorious designer, who I'm such a massive fan of, Stephanie Spartels, and she's just taken my work and just created magic, as far as I'm concerned. So, I think the sooner that I can get the story really embedded down, then I can start working on the pictures as well. So I'm really lost in the world of Polly and Buster at the moment. And I'm contracted to do four, so well on my way into number two now.
And hopefully it becomes a TV series.
And hopefully it becomes a TV series.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Sally. If you're interested in Polly and Buster or any of Sally's books, head on over to booktopia.com.au.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.